Now, I'm joined in the studio by Esther Taylor, who is the CEO of Lady McAdden Breast Cancer Trust. Lovely to meet you.
Hi, Michelle.
So you're here today to talk about the trust. So first off, Lady McAdden was actually a person.
She was.
So tell us about how the trust was formed.
Yep. So the trust was formed in her name. So Lady McAdden was a politician's wife in Southend. She found a purse full of money. She was out walking, found this purse. She put it to one side in the hope that someone would claim it, but they didn't. We know there was quite a significant amount of money in that purse. We don't know how much, but she set up the first fund to create the first mammography centre in Essex. And we celebrate our 50th anniversary next year. And we were doing mammograms right up until lockdown, when the decision was made to stop, because women can now get them on the NHS. And our system was fairly clunky. Our machine was about to break. So the decision was made to actually raise awareness and educate people around the signs, symptoms and how to check for breast cancer.
What vital services do you offer there?
Yeah, we've got a number of services. So we have a team of nurses that anyone can self-refer to. Our nurses won't diagnose, but they will support people with concerns, especially around getting appointments with their GPs. So if they found somebody's found something that they're concerned about and can't get in to see their GP and get checked, then our nurses will advocate on behalf of those people and make sure that they are seen quickly and referred if necessary. They also run pain clinics as well, because breast pain on its own isn't a sign of, sign of cancer. So they will talk them through that. They'll also show people how to check properly if they're not sure. So our nurses are available. Anyone, as I say, can book in. They do online video calls or phone calls, so location isn't an issue, or they'll see them face to face if people are prepared to come to our centre in Lee.
So you're down at Lee and C, so if somebody in Brentwood or any of the Essex areas, you can get in contact with you.
Absolutely, yeah, we're open to anyone in Essex. Our nurses, as I say, will do a video call or phone call if necessary.
Because there's nothing worse if you do find a lump. Then having to wait, as you said, because now it is quite difficult to get in to see a doctor.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then you've got to see the doctor, and then you've got to go from the doctors to go and have, you know, a mammogram, and that can still take time.
Yeah.
So if they go directly to do you and say, actually, I've got a lump, it's something that can
absolutely
be sorted.
Yeah, and it's not just a lump. It's, we often say to women, like, if there's any change in the breast area, or men, because it can affect men too, they need to get it checked out. So if they notice anything different, then they need to get it checked out. So we're very strong advocates of people know their bodies best. So they need to be looking, they need to be checking on a regular basis. And if they spot something different, then they need to get that checked.
And I was just saying, I've said this before, but I'm going to say this again. And I was saying to you off air, my sister got a call to go and have a mammogram because she's over 50. I think it's over 50 where you get called back. And she put it off for a little bit for maybe 2 or 3 months, kept forgetting to, you know, to go. Yeah. It was actually go, I must book it. Mm-hmm. And when she went, they found cancer.
Yeah.
And it was very, very small. And they treated it with an op, and it, no further treatment was needed because that it hadn't gone anywhere. But if she hadn't have gone for that appointment, just for that little bit of you know, it's not embarrassing because there's other women there. And I always find it quite difficult when I go because I'm quite short. I should be taller for the machine, but it's not really it's a little bit of discomfort, but it's absolutely vital. If you are over 50, get checked, because you can find it so early.
Absolutely. And it's worth saying at this point as well that, because we're really strong advocates for the mammograms, even though we're not doing them, that women over the age of 70 need to still have them. So what currently happens on the NHS is that the reminder letters don't get sent out after they're 70. So we have a lot of ladies say to us, well, of course, I'm okay, I don't need to go anymore, because they assume, because they don't get the letter, that it doesn't need to happen. But actually they do. The onus is on them to book their mammogram. So they need to phone the national screening number and book it that way. Because actually the risk increases the older women get. So it is really important that if you're over 70, you go and get your mammogram done, but I'm afraid the onus is on you to arrange it and sort it.
So your role there is CEO. So what does that entail? And also tell us your personal journey with the trust.
Sure. I've been in this role now 2.5 years. When we first started, as I say, our charity was all about raising awareness and educating people around the signs and symptoms. That will always be an important part of what we do. But through the way our nurses have worked, we're now starting to pick up the women who have been diagnosed with breast cancer, and men. And so I've been able to bring around some changes that we've been implementing. So we've just launched a new service. We have our official opening tomorrow, with Southend Mayor coming to open. And it's called McCadden Sanctuary. And we're offering a full programme of support. It's holistic sessions for supporting those that have been diagnosed with breast cancer. So from things like Pilates to massage to reflexology, therapy and counselling, information sessions, you name it, we're offering it. So it's a really exciting stage for us as a charity. And that's been part of my role, is being able to implement and see these changes happen. I've always worked in the charity sector. My husband and I set up and ran a charity for 5 years. So I've always been passionate about the charity sector, and love the fact that you can have a real impact and difference in people's lives. And this just happens to focus on breast cancer, which is, you know, absolutely amazing.
Now, it's all the W's Lady McCadden. That's mcadden.org.
Yes.
You've got an event coming up, did you say, this weekend?
Yeah, so we've got a celebratory event happening because of the launch of our sanctuary. We're having a fundraising celebratory event that's happening at the Lounge Club Jazz Bar in Rochford. We've got a band, a trio of singers. It's a two-course meal, and we still have a few tickets. Not loads, but we still have a few tickets available. So if you are free on Saturday evening and you fancy a night out, it's going to be a good one.
And if you want to check out the website, there will be regular fundraisers coming up throughout the year and different things that you do. And also, if you're in the Essex area, you've been diagnosed with breast cancer, or you're just worried, you can get in contact. Yeah. And is it free? Is there any charge?
No, we don't charge. If people are able to donate, we don't get any funding from the government. We rely heavily on donations. So if people are able to donate, then that's great, but it's not a barrier. So if people can't, that's totally fine as well.
And just the final thing, Esther, what do women and men that come to you say that they've experienced by actually finding you guys when they've got a diagnosis?
So I think the space that we've created is very calm, it's very peaceful, it's welcoming, people feel safe. I think there can be a lot of anxiety and worry, obviously, when you first find out you've been diagnosed. And I think just having that space to come, people who understand what you're going through, to be able to receive the support that's needed, is really key. And we're also doing, at the moment, we're doing a men's campaign, highlighting the fact that men get breast cancer too. So we're running a campaign called Not Just Your Balls, because men get told to check their balls, but they don't get told to check their chest. So we're highlighting that as well. So men are very much welcome in the centre too. It's not exclusive to women. It's open to all. So yeah.
Brilliant. Lovely to meet you, Esther.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And it's all the W's Lady McCadden. That's mcadden.org. And we will put all the details up on the website as well, including the event. And best of luck with the opening and the mayor and everything tomorrow for the sanctuary.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.